I'm Allison Wickline with DePaul Community Resources. DePaul is a nonprofit organization that works to change the world by improving the lives of children, families, and individuals with developmental disabilities. We do not accomplish this life-changing work alone. We cannot open doors to hope and belonging across Virginia without generous financial gifts from the community. There are many ways to give and support our mission, including planned or legacy giving. Planned gifts to DePaul's legacy program, known as the Heart and Home Society, allows members' philanthropy to continue beyond their lifetimes. Joining me to discuss the Heart and Home Society is Gordon Ewald, an honorary lifetime board member at DePaul and member of the Heart and Home Society. Gordon, thank you so much for joining me for this recording.
Oh, you are so welcome, Allison.
So tell me a little bit about your involvement with DePaul and how it all began.
In 2003 or four, a neighbor who is was a board member of DePaul asked me if I would be interested in serving on the board. And I had to tell her no, because at the time I was dealing with the imminent passing of my mother and did not have time to join another board. That too passed. And a couple of years later, I met with the executive director and several other board members, and we had lunch and discussed what DePaul does and where it's headed. And it intrigued me. And I visited some of the facilities and was extremely impressed by the effort and care and concern that various staff members of DePaul put into their mission. And so I joined the board and served on the board of directors of DePaul for the 6 years, which is at the time and is still the maximum amount allowed by the bylaws to serve as a board of director member. But Amanda had just come on as our, at the time, executive director, since she's become CEO, and she wanted me to participate in the future. And there is a provision in the bylaws that allows for honorary lifetime board members, and that was offered to me and I accepted. And so now that's the capacity in which I serve. The overriding thing that drew me to DePaul was the dedication and care that I see exhibited by the staff in their mission to provide hope and belonging to DePaul's clients.
We are here to talk about the Heart and Home Society, which I know is a passion of yours. So tell me a little bit about the Heart and Home Society for people who are listening who may not be familiar with it.
The Heart and Home Society is DePaul's legacy society, if you will. It's geared to folks who want to support DePaul's mission, but not necessarily with an immediate gift, though many do both, but would be in a position to leave something, the proceeds of which would eventually come to DePaul to continue their mission into the future. And that intrigued me. While I do regular giving to DePaul, the best thing I can do for DePaul is remember them in my wife's and my will, which is actually a living trust. When we have both passed, DePaul will benefit from our estate.
So why are you so passionate about planned giving? Why do you spread the word about it and tell people about the option?
Several reasons. The first, and I want to emphasize this, is that it is so easy. the methods that you can leave a legacy, whether again it's by will or living trust, etc., may involve the use of a lawyer or may not. It may be very, very simple. Now, my wife's and my designation to DePaul is a little more complicated because it's a little bit larger and it involves our living trust. So we, of course, needed to use the services of the same lawyer who had drawn up the trust, just made some changes as to who gets what when, and it was pretty simple. Since Susan and I don't have children, it's an easy way for us to give the instructions to our executor, who will take care of things when we're both gone, and tells them exactly what we want to happen. Couldn't be simpler.
In your discussions, do you think people understand how many options are out there as far as plan giving and just how easy it can be?
Probably not. Most people think of, okay, I have to draw up a will. Of course, most folks already have a will, or a lot of folks already have a will. Drawing up a living trust or a charitable remainder trust or whatever type of trust you want. Yes, that's a little complicated, and that does involve some cost and the advice of legal counsel. But there are other methods. You could simply name someone like DePaul as the beneficiary of an IRA. Again, very simple, no cost at all. Or beneficiary of a life insurance policy, as I have done with this other organization. No cost involved, very simple.
So why would you encourage someone, maybe they're listening to this recording, to become a member of DePaul's Heart and Home Society?
I would encourage someone because we need to improve the situation in Virginia for the clients that DePaul serves. You know, Virginia in 2019 was ranked as the number one state in the union for being business friendly by Forbes magazine. We are ranked 39th, however, that's pretty far down the list, of states that care for people with disabilities. And this is terrible. Virginia is ranked 49th out of 50 states in care for children in foster care. Long lines are for amusement parks. They're not for our neighbors who need assistance and families. There's a lot that DePaul does for the folks who need hope and belonging.
Thank you so much, Gordon, for joining me on this recording. You are such an advocate for DePaul and the Heart and Home Society, and we appreciate you. I hope this recording has inspired you to consider exploring planned giving and becoming a member of the Heart and Home Society. To learn more about the society, please visit depaulcr.org/legacy.